The heart is our life force. It pumps oxygen-laden blood to every organ in the body. As the blood flows through the blood vessels, it puts pressure on the vessel walls. Readings of that blood pressure are often taken with a cuff tightened around the upper arm. Dr. George Thomas is at the Cleveland Clinic.
When you go to the doctor, you may see that the blood pressure is reported in as two numbers. So there's an upper number, which is called the systolic blood pressure, and there's a lower number that's called the diastolic pressure.
The upper number shows the pressure inside the blood vessels when the heart is pumping. The lower number shows the pressure when the heart relaxes between beats. Dr. Stephen Havas at the University of Maryland School of Medicine says both numbers are important.
Any level above 115 systolic or 75 diastolic increases risk. Each 20 millimeters systolic that you go above that 115, your risk doubles.
Higher numbers indicate hypertension, the medical term for high blood pressure.
So when there is high blood pressure, there's higher force exerted on the walls of the blood vessels, and these are the blood vessels that supply your brain, your heart, your kidneys as well. So there is higher risk for organ damage, particularly kidney disease and stroke.
With high blood pressure, the heart must pump harder. That weakens the heart muscle and can lead to heart attack or heart failure. There is no identifiable cause for 95% of those with high blood pressure. But there are risk factors. With age, blood vessels can become stiffer. Genetics also plays a role, so family history is important. Being overweight can also cause blood pressure to rise. So can smoking and eating food that contains a lot of salt.
Now, when I ask people about salt in their diet, they usually say they don't add salt. However, that's a good thing, but you should also remember that most of the salt or sodium comes from processed foods. So anything in a can, box, jar, or bag generally tends to have high sodium.
The human body needs only 150 milligrams of salt a day. Most Americans consume between 3 and 4,000 milligrams a day, which is why doctors are speaking out about the amount of salt in commercially prepared foods. Again, Dr. Havas.
The deaths attributable to excess sodium intake represent a huge toll, the equivalent of a jumbo jet with more than 400 adults crashing every day of the year, year after year.
Doctors say a good diet, low in salt, low in fat, with plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, can help control blood pressure. So can losing weight, if necessary, and not smoking. Also key, getting your blood pressure checked often, because high blood pressure has no symptoms until disease is advanced. Regular checkups are the best protection against this silent killer. Carol Pearson, VOA News.